We are here at Mix09 with Pete Brown, and he has had some early access to Silverlight 3 and has made some pretty fun toys, tools, I don't know what you want to call them. But
toys.
Why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
My name's Pete Brown, as Adam said. I'm a Silverlight MVP, and I work for a company named Applied Information Sciences outside D.C. And I'm sort of a fan of old 8-bit Commodore computers, as you can tell by the T-shirt.
All right. So you're a fan of Commodores, and that's what you made?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because Commodore 64 is what got me started into programming, and I was, you know, really excited, and, really exciting and stuff at the time. And Silverlight's been the only thing since then that got me as excited, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to make a Commodore 64 emulator in Silverlight so I can sort of pique the excitement meter.
So we see it up here, and it looks like the old screen. How are you doing this? Because that doesn't look like a Silverlight application.
Right. So this is a Silverlight 3 out-of-browser application.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, running it just right here, just right outside the browser. And that's nice because then I get access to all the keystrokes that the browser might normally eat, like the function keys and other things like that, which, as you can imagine, you need that, and I didn't feel like remapping those.
Sure.
Plus, it's not something that needs internet access, so it would be great to be able to do it out of browser, right?
Okay.
The screen that you see here is media stream source raw pixels, right? So I'm creating a video at 50 frames per second using the updated API that's available in Silverlight 3 that you can use to do all sorts of other, you know, cool managed codecs and stuff.
Right. Okay. So can you explain that a little bit more? It's a media stream source, and you're creating a video?
Yep. So what media stream source lets you do is feed raw pixels for whatever your screen resolution would be and say, here's one frame of video, go ahead and render it. Mm-hmm. And you can say how long that frame of video lasts on there or kind of when it sits on the timeline. So 50 times per second, I send it a full buffer of here's one frame and just go ahead and spit it out. So
cool.
You can do some pretty amazing things with that. You can do all sorts of visualizations and create your own games and stuff just using Silverlight as a rendering surface. So.
And then that's played out through the regular media element.
Yes, and I just use Media Element, and it's a video, and it's the source is actually my emulator, so it's pretty cool.
So can you prove it to us?
All right. So you want to
show us the emulator? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is actually a working, or mostly working, I should say, Commodore emulator. It's still a work in progress, but I can type in the good old fashioned basic program. So like 10 print, hello, Adam. Right, 20, go to 10, right, the classic stuff.
Oh, you can't go to 1.
Oh, let me replace that.
I don't want you to crash.
Yeah, I got to get a syntax error if I do that. There we go.
Okay.
And then run it.
Nice.
So I just hit escape, that gives me a run stop, and you see it's a real working emulator.
Cool.
But that, that's just text, right? So I also have some games that I can use.
Okay.
So I've got the actual 1541 drive emulated here, but I use the Silverlight's open file dialog to be able to get at the disk images.
Mm-hmm.
So if I browse in here, and I have a Doctor Who game, which I never actually played on the real Commodore, so that's interesting.
But now you get to.
But now I get to play it. So
this is what programming is for.
My wife is totally like she just looks at me and sighs. She doesn't know what's going on.
Playing games from when was this out? Commodore 64.
So 1980. 3 or 82, somewhere around there. So I don't want to date myself too much. But
yeah.
Seventh grade was, when my school got full of Commodore 64s, and that's what we used, and it was tons of fun.
I like the loading sequence.
Yeah, the loading sequences are
fancy.
Awesome. I wish I came up with it myself, but I didn't.
Wow. And
it's coming.
So this is the same thing. It's
yep,
creating
just like the real computer, it's slow.
Yeah.
Right. So it is running really here at that 1 megahertz. So it could run a lot faster, but I actually have a wait inside the loop that checks to see, are we running at 1 megahertz or not.
Because if you did change that, that would affect the game as well, right?
Like
programs, they couldn't run faster.
You would never win any of these games.
Yes, ever. Exactly.
Like they'd be just zooming all over the screen, right?
Yeah.
So I have the joystick emulated using the keypad.
Okay.
See, it goes through here.
That is nice.
Right. And because it is, video and it is Silverlight, I can scale this kind of at will to whatever I want.
Right? That's cool.
Very cool stuff. Have him jump up. Doctor Who game.
Great.
Very cool. And it must be the Tom Baker Doctor Who. He has his hands in his pockets and a big fuzzy hair and stuff.
Definitely.
Like
yeah. All right. So this was one of the things that you wanted to show us, the Commodore 64 emulator. And what's the other tool? It's a professional tool, right?
I guess you could say it's a tool, right?
Sure.
So the other thing that I built is, let me close the Commodore emulator here, is while I was trying to figure out how to do sound for the Commodore emulator, which is not in there just yet, I wanted to see how I could use a media stream source to generate sounds real time. Like at Silverlight so far, what we've had to do is always download MP3s or download something like that for sounds in the background. But with Silverlight 3, you can create the sounds yourself in real time.
Right.
Which is not going to be, you know, your business applications aren't going to create bleeps and bloops and stuff in real time.
Maybe.
But there's a lot of, well, maybe they will,
yeah.
right? But there are a lot of, you know, not just synthesizer game stuff, but, you know, regular kind of platform games where folks are going to want to be able to generate sounds real time, or at least manipulate sounds real time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Maybe even take things like pull in an MP3 and then do interesting things with panning and stuff like that. So, you know, what I've got here is just a test project that I've been working on.
Okay.
Which is a synthesizer built inside Silverlight 3. And this also uses the media stream source. And the sounds are generated, you know, again, real time. If you look, like, I've got three different waveforms up here that I'm using. This one happens to be a square.
Uh-huh.
The little oscilloscope that you see up there is actually, you know, coming from the sample itself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not using sampled waveforms. They're being generated algorithmically, so everything here could be done in just a very small amount of code on the client. And assuming this still works today, I can go in and just have it play an arpeggio.
And turn it up.
Yeah, let's see if I have any more volume on here.
As loud as possible.
Yeah, that's actually about as loud as it's going to get for the moment.
Okay. All right.
It'll probably capture here.
Yeah, we got it.
And so, you know, it's got, you know, you can see I've got a real-time BU meter there. I can see what the sound looks like. I can do things. There's a slight delay just because some programming things we have to work through. But I can, like, detune the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you get sort of like a weird stereo detune effect.
Yeah.
And I can change the different waveforms that are on there and do all sorts of stuff. But it lets you see that that's happening, you know, in real time.
Yeah. Wow. So these are, I mean, this is pretty neat because it's Silverlight 3 just came out, but these are kind of your concept, your tools that you've been playing with to test these features?
So I was thinking I need to set up like a lab site on my, my own website or something to stick these out. Because I don't know how far I would bring something like this. Like if you were doing a real synthesizer, you probably wouldn't do it in a, you know, web-based application, right? But it's very cool to show that
you can
do it if you want to.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But more importantly, I think, is what this will show, and I'll give all the source to all this stuff out to whoever wants it. But this shows how you can just take, you know, something like Silverlight, create these sounds in real time, and then you can take some small subset of that and use it in like your own applications.
Great.
You know?
So yeah, that's a really neat sample of new stuff in Silverlight 3. So
that's very cool.
Thanks for your work, and let us know your blog so we can find this when you post it.
All right, so my blog is at irritatedvowel.com. So if you go to www.irritatedvowel.com/blog, you'll get there to my blog. And interestingly enough, I poke53280.net also redirects you there for all the Commodore geeks.
Some other, Commodore thing. Okay, great. All right, well, thanks, Pete.
Thanks so much, man.
All right.
All right.